is. Got it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Set.
Set. A pledge of
Good
allegiance.
evening, ladies and gentlemen. Derby Zoning Board meeting has come to order. And time, please. It's 6:45.
No.
Correct?
6:38.
6:38. Okay. We'll do now the call of pledge allegiance, please.
That's Zoning Board of Appeals.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. I will now conduct a roll call, members.
Okay, Sam Pilastro is excused. John Torek.
Here.
Earl Robinson.
Present.
Jeffrey Bell.
Here.
Ray Bowers.
Here.
David Reed.
Here.
And we'll note also that Mr. White is on the Zoom.
Present.
Thank you. We have five members, and Mr. Reed will be a voting member this evening.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, I will now do a public portion, and this public portion has nothing to do with this application. This is in general. So is anybody out there that wants to speak or have an opinion on anything regarding to the city?
Mr. Acting Chair, the record should reflect there's nobody else on Zoom other than Mr. White.
Oh, very good. All right, then at that moment, I'm going to close the public portion. Okay.
We can get the minutes out to the members, so
nobody
table
received
that.
Okay, we'll table the minutes until next month. Okay, thank you. At this point right now, we don't have any new communication, old communications, or any correspondence. Nothing at all. Okay. Just for the audience, I'd like to state some rules and regulations regarding to the ZBA meeting. Okay. I will call the applicant. He or she would come up, state their the reason for their applications, and at that point, you know, we'll all have discussion with the board members, okay? Anybody out there will have their opportunity to say something to this applicant if they need to. But at this point right now, we're just going to open this application now. And I hope everybody understands the rules on that. Mike, we're all set on that? Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Now
they're going to speak. They have to come to the podium, push the button for green, and state their name and
put
the
record. I'll put it on for you because they're right there.
Okay. At the moment, now we'll state what they call the application.
Okay.
This application. No, there's never a number on this.
Okay. Right now we're going to call Drew Berry and Dawn Miller of 27 John Street, Derby, and the location of the affected premise. The same appealing for the zoning board regulations 195-11E6 for a 4-foot, 6-inch side variance for an addition to the existing structure. Okay. Now I will call either party, Mr. Perry or Mrs. Miller.
No. Good evening. Charles Georgi, architect, CGA Architects and Engineers.
Okay.
Office is in 365 New Haven Avenue in Milford, okay. Connecticut. So I'm here with Drew Perry, the owner. So what he went proposing is an addition with a 3-car garage. Another bedroom with a walk-in closet so he can get in and out of there easier, and a fully accessible bathroom. Right now the residence only, it's two bedrooms with a a smaller bathroom. He's made some accommodations in there, but it's not fully accessible right now. So the, as you stated there, it's a small sliver of land that we're looking for a variance from the setback. And as we're doing that, we're redoing the roof on the house and extending that over the ramp. So he gets a little coverage from out of the garage and up into the house. Any questions?
Any questions? I want to state for the record that the applicant, the reason for this hardship, it says the owner is a wheelchair bound and existing two bedroom, one bath is not accessible nor suitable for the health and safety of the applicants. The owner, 26-year-old daughter, also has a learning disability and cannot live an independent lifestyle. This home is, as is created, large life safety issue for this family. Okay, and that's the hardship that this applicant is applying for, and of course, the variance. Okay. Any questions on the board members regarding this application? Any questions, Mr. White?
Yes.
This applicant, please.
I do. The map that has been presented tonight is dated last revision September 2016, and the application has also been dated in that time frame, 10/18/16. Is there something that we're missing, or has it just been sitting there for this past 8 or 9 years?
He started his process at that time, and it was a little bit larger scope, and became difficult for him to go for the variances back then and get everything going. We redid the design a little bit.
Okay. So we're not missing anything as far as what the information that's presented is. That is the correct information. So correct, what yes. I would at least ask, if you could do this tonight, is re-sign the signature portion of that four-page document, including tonight's date that the application is being presented on May the 15th, 2025, and not in 2016.
Yes, that's no problem, yeah.
Yeah, and I think other than that, I can only say that I would hope that all of the applications that we receive from here on in are this thorough.
We have that, Ms. Secretary. Okay. Mr. White, our secretary has all of that in order. Anything else?
And other than that, I'm in favor of it.
You're in favor of it. Okay.
I just have a question. The lady who signed this notary public, her commission expired December 31st, 2020. But I looked at her records, and she's good till 2025 by the state of Connecticut.
Okay.
The notary public lady signed it.
No, we'll put her on record.
On record that here is the thing from the state of Connecticut saying that she's good till 2025.
Yeah. To December.
If they just re-sign the document tonight, they'll be all set.
We don't have a signature from the notary anyway, so no. That's
right. Not. Anything else, Mr. White?
No, that's good.
You're all set. Any other questions?
Yeah, you sent letters to your neighbors?
Yes.
So the neighbor on the side where you're asking for the setback variance, they didn't have any issue?
Could ask her yourself.
It's you? I see elder piece. Never mind.
We have all of those.
Signs you were on.
We have all those return seats that should be in the package.
That was the next question I was going to ask.
Yeah, they should be with your package. I checked them on Tuesday.
Okay. Any other questions from board members? Nothing at this moment? I will now open the public portion. Now, is anybody against this application? Again, anybody against this application? And one more time, anybody against this application? Okay. That is closed. Now, is anybody in favor of this application? And please rise and state your name and come to the podium, please.
Frank Lipke, 20 John Street. I live right across from Drew Perry, and I see no reason why this application should not be approved.
Okay. Anything else to say?
No, that's it.
Perfect. Thank you.
We're very short on our words.
Okay.
Karen Kevesis, 25 John Street. I've known Mr. Perry since 2003. We're very good neighbors, being that I'm also doing the minutes here. For more than a decade, I'm familiar with all of you, so I would just state for the record that I do not oppose this application, so that there's no conflict of interest, no bias.
Okay. All right. Any other, anybody else in favor of this application? Okay, I will now close the public portion. Now, does anybody want to act on this application? Drew Mary, for his location, the affected property of.
I'd like to make a motion. We approve the 4 foot, 6 inch variance for the side yard at 27 John Street to build the addition. It's regulation 195-11E6, which required 16 feet, but he's asking for, it's going to be 11 feet, 4 inches when the structure is built. And he's asking for a 4 foot, 6 inch side yard variance.
Second.
Second. Okay. Take a roll call. Jeremy?
Jeffrey.
John?
Yes.
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 Approved. Okay, we'll approve. Okay, I approve it. Okay, Mr. Perry, your application has been approved.
Thank you.
Okay, and you probably will be notified within a week or so with a letter that your application through the city and will be stated on your city records.
Yeah.
About your application.
It'll be filed in the land records.
Yeah.
The land records too. Thank you, Mark. Okay. Congratulations. Now you can go forwards. All right. Ms. Secretary, is there any other thing on the agenda?
No.
Okay. And at that point, I'd like to make a motion to close the application. I mean, to close the
motion
to adjourn.
I'll take it.
Say all.
Aye.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
6:52 p.m.
Good night.
I'd like to say something. No, just make sure you